Welcome to Unpacking Life's Crazy. I'm Esperanza Phoenix. In this podcast, I share my unusual life experiences, unique perspective, and frank conversations with people like me who use humor to cope with physical disabilities, mental health conditions, and extraordinary life circumstances which set us apart from societal norms. Expect to hear discussions about controversial and adult topics. There will be swearing. Life can be a crazy journey. Let's unpack it together. In today's episode, I'm going to be talking to you about Facebook, what I love about it, what I hate about it, and why it totally fucking sucks. Stick around and let's unpack this. Launch into some of the really cool things about Facebook and why I am so angry with the platform right now, a tiny bit of housekeeping. If you enjoy the content here, please support the channel. You can go to buymeacoffee.com/ESPPhoenix and leave a little donation. $5, $10, every little bit helps. If you would like to support what I do and get a really cool handmade work of art, you could go to esperanzapaints.com and order some cute little mushroom earrings or one of my mushroom people sculptures or a painting. And that would be really awesome because I am a disabled artist and this is my only source of income. So, that being said, back to the grievances with Facebook. But before I get to the grievances, I would like to say some really positive things about the Facebook platform. Now, I am of that age that I began using Facebook pretty much when it started. Yes, I am old enough that I once had a MySpace page, though that was a really long time ago, and I don't even remember how it really worked, but it kind of died out. I don't even know if it really exists anymore. Does it exist anymore? If it exists, leave a comment, because I don't know. So when Facebook launched, it seemed like a pretty good idea, a way to keep in touch with friends and family and all of that. So I joined the platform. And at that time, I was in Costa Rica. So if you've listened to some of my other podcasts, I talk a little bit about when my children and I lived in Costa Rica and some of the really cool and weird experiences that we had there. And I'm happy to share more of those stories. If you're interested, just leave a comment and I will make note of that. But one of the things about being in Costa Rica is kind of being isolated from all of my friends in the States. So, I mean, you know, you can call. Of course, calling was very, very expensive. And texting wasn't especially an option back then because some of you younger people might not know this, but you like had to pay per text and there was different costs and stuff. So that was a bit of a challenge. I did have a cell phone and then things changed as far as, you know, how you could talk and how long you could talk and how the charges worked. But in order to just kind of keep track of everything that was going on, Facebook was a good opportunity. My friends would leave posts. They would share photos about their new baby or that they bought a new house or changed jobs or whatever. And I could sort of watch and I could comment and I could cheer them on. And I know maybe it's a little weird, but I like cheering people on. I like encouraging them. I like also commiserating them with them when things went wrong. I could check in or I could send them a private message and be like, wow, you know, your posts seem really down and that concerns me. And that, believe it or not, has been a really important thing for both me and my friends through Facebook because I'm really empathetic about people's feelings. And so if I noticed a change in their posts and their tone or how they were commenting, and I was concerned about them, I could reach out in a private message and have a conversation with them. So it was a great way for me to keep in touch with people. After I came back to the States, it helped me reconnect with some friends too that I hadn't been in contact for, well, quite honestly, years, and some of them for decades. One of the coolest experiences for me was having, and I'm going to say his name, I think he listens to my podcast, Casey Jones. So years ago, I used to be in live theater, and I had all sorts of jobs when I was in live theater, and one of the most fun jobs and was being a kid wrangler. I was only 16 at the time, but I was in charge of the young children and making sure that they made their cues to get on stage when we had large cast shows, and made sure they weren't too loud backstage when everybody who was in a scene, and kind of keeping them occupied, you know, in the green room and all that kind of thing. So I had contact with many of these younger kids in our area. And, you know, you don't really keep track of people through the years in a situation like that. And Casey reached out to me on Facebook and, among other things, let me know just how valuable that was, the time that I spent with him and the other kids, and that it was really important. And so, sorry. Watch and listen, you know, I choke up easily. Casey reached out to me on Facebook and reconnected, and we're really close friends now. I've gone to visit he and his wife in Las Vegas, and he's come to our hometown, and we met up there before I moved to the Bay Area. And so that was a huge experience. But more than that, I can honestly say that there was a time where Facebook may have saved my life. This is called Unpacking Life's Crazy, and I'm quite honest that I deal with mental health issues. I've dealt with depression and anxiety. My ex-husband, at the time my husband, he left me. He left me out of the blue. He was traveling back and forth from Costa Rica to California at the time, and we were in contact, you know, through chat, through video, daily phone calls or texts or whatever. And he kind of just ghosted me. My husband of 7 years ghosted me. I couldn't reach him. His relatives wouldn't respond. He just was done. And I kind of went into a really deep depression, and it was very hard. I had my two kids. It was a complicated situation. But during that time, my posts on Facebook got really dark. And a friend who, I mean, he's a friend now, more so than he was then. I was in high school band. And honestly, I had a crush on this guy. It never became a relationship. I was one of those girls who would have crushes on guys, and then they would become my buddy, and then I would help them when they had questions about the girl that they had a crush on. And that was kind of a relationship back then. And it was, you know, it was kind of complicated and frustrating. But then, you know, I left high school early and moved on and, you know, lost touch. But through Facebook, we had become friends, Facebook friends. And so I was making these probably pretty morose posts on Facebook. And out of the blue, I'll say his name here too, Pete Randall. Thank you very much. Pete had seen my posts and messaged me because he was concerned. He had experienced some tragedies in his family due to depression, and he saw the signs. And he reached out, and he really made an effort to let me know that I was important and that people were paying attention, that people were listening. Then that other friend, Casey, he helped me out a lot, because when he saw that I was hurt and upset and all of that, he asked how he could help. And he helped me in a kind of a weird way. I would especially get depressed in the evenings because that's when my husband would text with me or call. So around 5:30, 6 in the evening especially, there was this empty void, this lack of connection. And he said, okay, I'll text. We'll message. And so he did that. I mean, for days, weeks, he was that voice to say, hey, how you doing? How was your day? What's going on? He'd tell me about his day. He would tell me what was going on with his wife, Kelly, or repairs that were going on at their house, how their little dogs were doing, whatever. And it made all the difference in the world. And frankly, if it hadn't been for the Facebook platform and my friends doing what I had been doing, which was like, you know, kind of lurking on their lives. They had been seeing how my life was going and paying attention. And I don't know where my depression might have led if I didn't have some really cool people who were paying attention. And before Facebook, without social media, how would they have known? I would have been in my little basement apartment doing my best to take care of my kids, but not really taking care of myself and just deteriorating emotionally. So in that regard, I have to be really very grateful to Facebook for being there. You know, then things kind of evolved. I created my Etsy page and started painting again and started sculpting. And Facebook was an opportunity to share with my friends, hey, look, I made this thing. It's kind of cool. And then I was like, okay, well, I'll start a business page. And that has been helpful too. I was able to do some advertising and I did some really great business selling my mushroom ornaments over the holiday. And honestly, most of that business came through Facebook ads or really through my friends seeing my posts and being like, oh, this is super cool. And some of them bought stuff and some of them just shared and then their friends bought stuff. So yeah, it has helped my profits as well. And I am grateful for that. Now, where do things go wrong? Well, obviously the political discourse on the platform has been awful. Since what, 2016, since the whole Trump, oh, I hate to even say his name. Anyways, since then, things have kind of deteriorated when it comes to the anger, the tribalism, the misinformation that people were able to post on the platform. Let me get back to the positives on the platform. Before the 2016 election, during the primaries, I was becoming involved in politics through social media, and I was a big Bernie supporter. Some of you are, some of you aren't, kind of irrelevant, but I was a Bernie supporter, and I joined a Facebook group locally to campaign for Bernie. And through that campaign, I made more friends in my hometown, and I started attending like little rallies and things like that. And it was through the Bernie campaign that I met my current boyfriend, David, and he is wonderful. We have a great relationship. I've had many disastrous relationships, including my last marriage, but this one is wonderful. And honestly, we met through the Bernie campaign and then secondarily through the Environmental Network, both causes that we really enjoyed. And that would not have happened had it not been for the Facebook platform. So again, another very positive thing about it. However, I have experienced some bullying, as I'm sure a lot of people have. And I have also experienced sexual harassment, perverts private messaging me. That's happened. And it's very unfortunate. They have changed things a little bit and made it easier to report things. But that too is complicated. For example, their way of punishing you if you make a comment that offends somebody or gets reported, or their AI flagging of comments is very frustrating. Like at one point, I think I made a comment to the point about, I'm sure it was about a child molester. And I had said something to the effect of, oh my gosh, I don't know what I would do if I found out that my kid had been abused in that way and it wasn't being dealt with. I might just go crazy and kill them. Or some comment to that effect. And the AI flagged it as being violent or inciting violence, where it was just a if, then comment. And I am not a violent person, nor have I ever, you know, said, oh, I'm going to kill you. No, I would never say that. And I got locked from the platform for, I think it was like 3 days or something. And I disputed it. I reported, I'm like, wait a minute. You know, there's got to be some context in how people are blocked from the platform. You know, you have to actually review it and realize that that's not what the person was saying. They weren't saying they were going to hurt somebody. They were saying, oh my gosh, I don't know what I would do in that situation. So that was very frustrating. I have a few friends who are a little more volatile and less careful with their words, and they've been blocked for multiple days and sometimes multiple weeks. One of them got blocked for, I feel like it was over a week, because they referred to a person who was making somewhat racist comments as a potato. They called them a potato. I don't know what precipitated this comment, but for calling them a potato, they got blocked for a week because they had already gotten like multiple warnings. And I don't understand how the algorithm made that decision, but here is where there is a major failing in the Facebook platform. And that is, there's no customer service. There's no human behind these decisions. They have lots of AI programs and things like that that will flag comments based on things that are sort of irrelevant and then not flag them based on other things, other criteria. I've reported comments because they're frankly racist and bigoted. And they're like, no, doesn't go against the standards because it's worded in a way that the AI doesn't flag or something like that. It's like, wait, how is this comment allowed to stay? And yet my poor friend Isis is blocked because she called somebody a potato. There's no sense, and there's no higher authority or judge that you can go to and say, hey, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense, let's fix this. So there's nobody to complain to. So that was quite frustrating, but that isn't the worst part of their lack of customer service. So about, I want to say 3 weeks ago now, I realized just how catastrophic this failure is. I had gotten a notice saying something about like upgrading or, you know, making sure that my account was secure. And I've had a lot of friends who've been getting their accounts hacked. And sadly, many of them are women in their 70s who have a little more trouble navigating the computer world. And they would get their account hacked, and then these videos and things would be posted through private messenger to their friends, and they're like, I didn't say that. I am so sorry if anybody got these messages. I am like, please, that wasn't me. And it was offensive. And as you can imagine, it's very distressing, especially for like a homebound elderly person. And let's get back to that homebound part. As a disabled person, a lot of my contacts with friends and just being able to live vicariously through other people's lives came through the platform, and also on Instagram. And Facebook and Instagram are basically, they're both owned by Meta. It's all kind of the same thing. It's tied together. So like if you post something on Instagram, you can have it then post to Facebook. That's an additional benefit for those who are homebound to be able to stay in contact with their friends and kind of feel a part of what's going on in the world, whether it's like a dance that happened in the town square or whatever. So I was seeing that there was a lot of hacking going on, a lot of complaints about this. And I was like, okay, well, I got this notice. All right, I better make sure that my passwords are secure and all of that. So I did that. I went in and I did something with the passwords. And go back in time, I think it was last year, one of the ways of protecting your account was to get a code generator from Facebook, and it's an app which is on your phone, and then if you log in and then there's any question, they say, okay, well, you need to enter the code from the code generator, and then you do that, and then that's your secondary form of identification. Seemed like a good idea, so I did that. Well, I guess a month or so back, I was clearing out apps that I wasn't using. I was just deleting them from my phone because I was like, I don't use that. I don't really need this to use the space. It's just one more little block that shows up in there and it's cluttering, you know. So I accidentally deleted the code generator. Okay, whatever. I guess they hadn't asked for it, so it wasn't a big deal. I didn't even know that this was a thing or a problem. So I change the password and I get the little thing that pops up in your email that says, hey, did you change it? You know, report it if you didn't. I had nothing to report. That's fine. And then at some point I went to log into Facebook, and because I changed the password, I'm not sure what triggered it. It wanted this code as a secondary form of identification. I didn't have the code. I didn't have the code because I didn't have the code generator. It's like, crap. So then it says, well, are you having problems? Yes, I'm having problems. So I clicked the thing saying that I was having issues. And the next step then is, well, you need to upload a form of photo ID to confirm your account. All right, not a problem. So I take a picture of my driver's license. So the first thing to go wrong is I immediately get a thing saying that my account has been locked because I am too young to have a Facebook account. Like, what? If you watch or listen to this podcast, you'll know I turned 51 in February. So what? So I go through, okay, I try to log back in, and then it jumps through the hoops again. And it's like, okay, so I upload my ID again. So I get this message saying, in order to unlock my account, I need to follow this link. So I follow the link. I try to log back into the account, and I am stuck in this same loop where they need a photo ID. And okay, so I do that, and then it's back to the code generator thing again. So for days, I mean, literally days, I went round and around, jumping through this hoop, trying to fix it. I logged in with my phone. I logged in with my computer. I sometimes would kind of get to this place where it would say, okay, and it would send the code. I could get it to send the code to my email address. Okay, great. I would use that code. I would try to log in, and then I would wind up in this loop again. And here is like one of the biggest problems with this, and that is that if you have, like myself, accidentally deleted this code generator, you can't get it again unless you can log into Facebook. If you can't log into Facebook, you can't get the code generator. It's like linked to your account. So it's this ridiculous, you can't get in if you don't have the code, but you can't get the code if you can't get in. And so, as all of this is going on, I'm getting daily messages from Facebook saying, you need to access your account before this date to prevent it from being deleted. Okay. And then I try to follow the link and I would go through this whole thing again. Then I get a notice in my email saying, your ad has been approved. What ad? Excuse me? What? I'm not running an ad. I can't run an ad because I don't have access to any of my accounts. I don't have access to my Unpacking Life's Crazy account. I don't have access to my personal account, and I don't have access to my Esperanza Paints account. I just don't have access at all. So I'm like, I don't even know what this ad looks like. So my boyfriend pulls it up, and some Asian woman has a video, I don't know, she's trying to sell shoes or something, on my Esperanza Paints account. And I didn't approve this ad. And I don't even know if they're trying to charge it to my credit cards. I haven't been able to figure that out yet. And so the best I could do at that point was to have my boyfriend report the ad as fraudulent and report my account as hacked. But I still can't reach anybody at Facebook. I have gone online. There is a phone number to Facebook in the Bay Area. And if you call it, the message says that it doesn't have a customer service line and that you have to deal with it through the platform. Well, if you can't access the platform because you can't log in, well, how are you supposed to fix this? There is no online support. You can't chat with anybody. There is no email to report a problem. I found a vague email address. It was like, I can't even remember what the address is at this moment. I will put it up on the screen when I find it. So I found this email address and I emailed it. I explained the situation. I said, help, I can't access my account. And, you know, after the first week and a half or so of dealing with this bullshit, I was like, well, fuck it. I mean, I have to admit, I had a bit of a social media addiction where I would scroll through Facebook, you know, just kind of see what my friends were up to or whatever, just because I was bored. I got in some stupid political arguments with people that I probably shouldn't have because, come on, nobody listens. So I was like, okay, well, that frees up some time. If I can't log on to Facebook or Instagram, that maybe it's fine. Until it was hacked. And people are running bogus ads on my professional page. So then it's a serious problem. There is no one. How can a company as big as Meta have zero customer service? No way to log complaints other than reporting when you see something you don't like and you're in the platform. That is the only way to access them. And I'm still trying to solve this problem. And as scrolling through the many suggestions, there seems to be a way to try to access your account through another person's account on a computer. I'm gonna have my boyfriend try to help me with that this weekend and see if that's an option. So far, nothing has solved this. I had got so desperate to solve the problem that I have exactly one friend who works for Facebook. Technically, she works for WhatsApp portion of Facebook. And I texted her. She's visiting family in India. And I said, I hate to bother you, but do you know any way that I can email anything that I can try to access my accounts and fix this? And she's like, well, there isn't a way like that, but I can try to put in a ticket for you. I don't know if she did or not, if one of those many emails that I received was because of that ticket, but obviously it didn't solve the problem. And I was so desperate that I even sent a tweet at Mark Zuckerberg explaining the problem. And in there, I saw that other people have been like, okay, I've been locked out of my account for 2 years. What do I do? So this is a serious, serious issue, or can be. For example, if your account gets hacked and you have absolutely no way to recover it, who knows what they are putting on your personal page or your profile? Could be pornography, could be anything. And this can affect your reputation. I'm hoping that this isn't affecting my business reputation right now because there's nothing I can do about it. And I still have the same phone number. I still have the same email address. In fact, I have a couple of email addresses that can be accessed by Meta, by Facebook. They could easily reach out to me through these established addresses and phone numbers that have been a part of my account for years and more than a decade, some of them. So that's the situation. That's the problem. That is why Facebook, aka Meta, and changing the name to Meta didn't change anything. It's still Facebook. Call it Meta, call it Facebook, whatever you want to call it. It's still the same thing. And, you know, perhaps they changed it to Meta because so many people were like, this shit is going on and it fucking sucks. So that's my current situation. If you are one of my friends who listens to this podcast and watches on YouTube and you haven't been able to reach me, I'm sorry. Yeah, reach out to me through my boyfriend. You can find him if you're a personal friend. And get my phone number from him or my email address. Because some of these people, some of my friends that I've been in touch with over the years, it's like we really only message through Facebook Messenger. We haven't exchanged phone numbers or anything. Because the hardest thing is I have a friend who's in Australia. Kim Russell. She and I became friends through the theater when we were teenagers. We were pen pals back when that was a thing and you had to write actual letters and mail them back and forth. And we reconnected through Facebook, and that's how we keep in touch, is through Facebook. I have no way of getting to her right now because I can't reach her through Facebook. So the only thing I can do is have my boyfriend send her a private message, explain the situation and say, hey, this is how to get a hold of her. I have another friend, Gerard, who's in Ireland. So I have some friends that are spread quite wide. My friends from Costa Rica, who we only keep in touch on Facebook. And now I have no connection to these people. And that's sad. It saddens me. And it also saddens me because, as I said, there was a time when the platform really may have saved my life when I was going through those times of depression. And I hope that I don't have any friends who right now are struggling and going through some rough times. And I'm not there to say, hey, I hear you. Reach out. I can't send them a private message to double check on them. I can't congratulate them on their new puppy or their promotion, or whatever it is. And as I'm one of those people who's been reaching out and making positive comments or whatever all these years, they may actually be wondering, why? Why hasn't she noticed? I don't notice because I'm not on there. So in addition to trying to get this off my chest, it's also a dire warning to you folks out there. If you are using this authorization code generator, be aware, if you accidentally delete it, you could be completely fucked and not able to access your account at all. So you might want to rethink that. Like, if you lose your phone, then you don't have your code generator, do you? What are you going to do? Because it keeps looping back to the code generator. Even if you prove that you are who you are by sharing your driver's license or your passport, which I have done at this point literally dozens of times. Clearly, I am who I say I am. So let that be a warning to you. And if by any chance you know how to solve this problem, oh, please leave a comment. Share a link. Help me get out of this endless nightmare. Because at this point, I don't know what my relationship with the Facebook platform is, but I can't be having these advertisements running on my business pages, and it needs to come to an end. If you enjoyed this episode, you can show your support by giving the podcast a 5-star rating. And if you can spare the time, write a review. This helps put the podcast in front of more listeners. This is a one-woman show, so sometimes it takes me a little while to get everything done. Clips of this episode and the full episode will soon be available on my YouTube channel. Look me up under Esperanza Phoenix or Unpacking Life's Crazy.